following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, January 14th through Thursday, January 20th, 2022. January 14th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, keep me foremost in your thoughts, words, and actions. This is the way to please me. Do not allow your hearts to be troubled by anything that my grace can solve in an instant. Once I act in your behalf, you will look back and see all the time you wasted in worry. This all goes back to trusting in my grace, which is always with you. No circumstance happens to you outside of my divine will. I am with you no matter the crisis. I do not allow anything to happen in your life that you and I cannot handle together. Allow me my space to show you this. When trust governs your heart, fear leaves. So long as you are living in a way which pleases me, do not fear what others think. It is what I think that counts. Do not strive for earthly wisdom, but for love of me." A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. January 15th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, it is not enough to commit to living in holy love when you arise in the morning. You must make this commitment off and on throughout the day. In this way, whenever you need to make choices or settle upon a decision, you will decide for holy love. This is how to be a child of God. This is how to live the victory in the present moment. If you live in this way, you will be a child of light in an age of darkness. Then I will use you as a ready instrument on my behalf. You will be committed to living in my divine will. I will be able to trust in your decisions in any given situation or present moment. All around you are the distractions of the world, which lead you away from holy love. The deeper your commitment to holy love, the harder it is for Satan to distract you. Be assured of my assistance in your efforts to live in holy love. You will always find me at your side and in your heart." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 16th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I come to you still again to encourage you to stay upon the spiritual path of holy love. So many lose their way due to lack of interest or distractions. Never be self-satisfied in your quest to attain personal holiness. Continue to move forward and deeper into the united hearts. Much of this determination to become more holy has to do with how you spend your spare time. Form good habits in this regard, such as praying more, learning more about the lives of the saints, or engaging in some charitable work. This way, Satan will be unable to gain a foothold in your daily routine. This involves a resolve to be more holy, which is an ongoing effort. Do not miss the opportunity to offer new sacrifices, especially for the poor souls. They will, in turn and in gratitude, help you on your spiritual journey. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 2, 28 through 29. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right is born of him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 17th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the snow is covering the ground now, hiding the terrain beneath it. Do not allow a false conscience to hide the truth of the status of your soul before me. I see every fault, all doubts and unforgiveness, with one glance when I look at you. I desire you look with the eyes of truth as to the way I see you. That way, you will not trip up as to what your faults and failings are. You will walk easily and steadily along the path of true self-knowledge." A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 7 through 8. "Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 18th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Every present moment carries with it its own unique grace given as a means of salvation. This is important to remember, especially in times of suffering. No cross is permitted by me apart from the matching grace to assist in perseverance. It is important to look for this grace and to realize that I am with you despite every difficulty. I send others into your life when you need help. I use your acceptance of each cross to guide others to salvation. I use your crosses to draw sinners to repentance. No soul escapes the cross, for the cross is a means of salvation. Therefore, see your crosses as a sign that I am calling you towards heaven. Be assured that my hand is upon you when you suffer." A note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 3 through 6. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer." scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 19th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, let this be the present moment when you strive for perfection in holiness. Do not squander the present on frivolous activity. The present moment, once spent, will never return to you. I send to earth such remarkable graces through the hands of the Holy Mother. Look for them. Get to know them. It is then you will exist in the hearts of Jesus and Mary and in my holy will. When you are not at peace, you are not embracing my divine will. You are not accepting what I send to you on your journey towards perfection. When you are perfected in holiness, no cross is too heavy. Your burdens are challenges which you meet with strength in holiness. There are many who want to be more holy, but who put it off. This is tempting fate. Make each present moment valuable by striving for perfection in it." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 20th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in these days and this generation, you are distracted in many ways from the path of salvation. There are many false gods in the world, not the least of which is consumerism. Modern technology promotes this god through the media and in every sort of pastime. So today, I ask you to redirect your focus of activity. Things of the world should not compete with the attention you give to your spirituality. It is difficult to focus on my commandments, scripture, and avoidance of sin in your lives when all around you is the world and its pleasures. In your hearts must be the desire to earn your salvation. Many people die suddenly without the chance to change the direction of their appetites. So today, take to heart my warning to you. Make your salvation the center of your daily lives. Be conscious of the choices you make moment to moment. Try to please me. Ask your angels to assist you in your decisions. When you live this way, I am in the midst of your heart." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Another note is given to read Exodus chapter 23, 20 through 21. "Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Give heed to him and hearken to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.